Bree helped her through the funeral and wouldn't let her return to Paris alone.
"Don't worry," Bree said. "He'll come."
"He missed the funeral," Nora said. "I'll always feel awful about that. They never really resolved things, David and Paul. I don't think Paul ever got over David's leaving."
"And you did?"
Nora looked at Bree, her short, spiky hair and clear skin, her green eyes calm and penetrating. She looked away.
"That sounds like something Ben would ask. I think maybe you've been spending too much time with ministers."
Bree laughed, but she didn't let it go.
"Ben's not asking," she said. "I am."
"I don't know," Nora replied slowly, thinking of David the last time she'd seen him, sitting on the porch with a glass of iced tea after a run. They had been divorced for 6 years and married for 18 before that. She had known him 25 years, a quarter of a century, more than half her lifetime. When Bree had called with news of his death, she simply could not believe it. Impossible to imagine the world without David. It was only later, after the funeral, that grief had caught up with her.
"There are so many things I wish I'd said to him. But at least we did talk. Sometimes he just stopped by to fix something, to say hello. He was lonely, I think."
"Did he know about Frederick?"
"No. I tried to tell him once, but he didn't seem to take it in."
"That sounds like David,"
Bree observed.
"He and Frederick are so different."
"Yes. Yes, they are."
An image of Frederick in Lexington, standing outside in the shadowy dusk, tapping ash into the dirt around her rhododendrons, rushed through her. They had met just over a year ago on another drought-stricken day in another park. The IBM account, landed with such effort, was still one of Nora's most lucrative ones, so she had gone to the annual picnic, despite her headache and the distant growl of thunder. Frederick was sitting alone, looking vaguely dour and uncommunicative. Nora fixed herself a plate and sat next to him. If he didn't want to chat, that would suit her just fine. But he'd smiled and greeted her warmly, stirring from his thoughts, speaking English with a faint French accent. He was from Quebec. They talked for hours as the storm gathered, as the other picnickers packed their things and left. When the rain started, he'd asked her out to dinner.
"Where is Frederick, anyway?" Bree asked. "Didn't you say he was coming?"
"He wanted to, but he got called to Orléans to work. He has some family connection there from way back, some distant second cousin who lives in a place called Châteauneuf. Wouldn't you like to live in a place named that?"
"They probably have traffic jams and bad hair days even there."
"I hope not. I hope they walk to market every morning and come home with fresh bread and pots full of flowers. Anyway, I told Frederick to go. He and Paul are great friends, but it's better that I give him this news alone."
"Yes, I'm planning to slip away too once he comes."
"Thank you," Nora said, taking her hand. "Thank you for everything, for helping so much with the funeral. I couldn't have gotten through the last week without you."
"You owe me big time,"
Bree said, smiling. Then she grew pensive.
"I thought it was a beautiful funeral, if you can say such a thing. There were so many people. It surprised me to know how many lives David touched."